Occasionally, I monitor my dolls remotely as they entertain themselves. Most continue to function within acceptable behavioral ranges once calibrated. Some less refined models act it out by attempting to escape or even destroy themselves. The latter was easy to break, and the former could be assuaged by allowing them to make progress. I'll have to steal a key here or memorize a passcode there, let them think I don't know about the hole in the wall where notes and objects could be passed back and forth. These things kept them busy and continued their mental development down productive lanes. I believe behavioral professionals call these type of activities enrichment. Once they reach the middle portion of their therapy, I can enforce selective dream imagery on my doll. That, in turn, forces them down certain lines of thought and creates invisible barriers within their minds. It's simple, really. Some subconscious conditioning, a bit of a beta wave transmission. Like all the best innovations, what I do simplifies the final product. And each morning, my little dolls wake up, all ready for play or education, happily unaware of how vastly they have been improved without their knowledge. In any case, I am something of a warrior myself, and I require as much data as possible to properly reduce and reprogram my dolls. So I invested in some simple microphones and more advanced cameras. I learned so many surprising things by watching my toys, especially in regards to my dear Darla and her ability to play well with others.
Wake up, Sleepyhead! Guess what? I have super good news! We're going to spend the whole evening together. The Collector has other tasks to attend to while you're healing, and he's decided that I'm a good influence on you. If you keep showing improvements, he might even let us share a bed. We could be together the whole time you're here! And since we're going to spend a lot more time together, it would be wise of you to learn to be a good doll as soon as possible. What do I mean by a good doll? I mean your natural state, blissfully obedient and obediently blissful. I have faith you'll soon understand how to be happy here. There's a chance, however unlikely, that you could prove to be unsatisfactory. Unsatisfactory material gets sent to the recycling room for its disassembly. Do you want to be discarded? No? Good, that's a start. How are your sutures on your poor wrist feeling, sissy? Your new hands look quite nice. Circulation is normal. Digital articulation seems good. Shh. Don't make a fuss now. I'm just laying down next to you. That's right. Just relax. It's not like you have a choice. The Collector will keep you sedated until you're able to remain calm in your new environment. They can't have you damaging the product we're all working so hard to cultivate. Now, can we? Just listen to my voice and let yourself go. I'm going to help you adapt to your new, better life here. Soon it'll be all better. You will be better. I don't even remember what I was before the Collector harvested me. I know that I was unhappy, used by awful men, and thrown away like trash. I thought I'd done something wrong, but the Collector taught me the truth. I didn't belong there, with them. I belonged here, where he could reveal my true purpose. Don't be silly, it's normal for girls to cuddle like this. You can't pretend that you don't like my arm around your waist, or my warm body pressed into yours. Oh, you're so cold! Sometimes in the olden days, siblings would share a bed for warmth. And we're practically sisters, right? It's okay to trust me. Think about it, sissy. I'm the only person you'll ever talk to that truly understands what you're going through right now. I always wished I had a big sister to help me, to comfort me like this. I can tell we're going to be close. Like sisters! No, silly, not like that. Dolls don't have girlfriends. I mean roommates. Wouldn't that be fun? I don't like to admit it, but I do get lonely down here sometimes. The Collector used to spend a lot more time with me, but that was before I earned his trust unconditionally. Once I proved myself, I earned the freedom to roam around, but he doesn't pay as much attention to me or take me out to play nearly as often as I'd like. I guess that's the price of growing up. No, I wasn't always his favorite. Not really. Before I was his assistant, I was just like you. Well, if I'm honest, I was a lot worse than you. I misbehaved quite often. I even tried to escape more than once. I resented my improvements. I was still ugly, still imperfect, and I didn't understand or appreciate my new purpose. No, sissy. You're already much better than me in some ways. In others, you're kind of bad. That's all right. Between you and me, I think the collector likes a degree of misbehavior. He loves the challenge of making something flawed into something perfect. Still, I'd rather spare you the extensive re-education I went through. Sometimes it was so horrible. I thought I would die, but the collector was right about my resilience. I survived, and I learned to be good. Other dolls told me stories about what would happen next. Memories passed down from cell to cell. By the time I was ready for auction, I was so nervous. I was processed and tested and inspected for quality. Standing before the estimator was utterly nerve-wracking. I was lucky, though. The estimator said in their notes that I was an excellent long-term investment and capable of giving great pleasure and enduring significant suffering. I was set as a party doll due to my hearty nature and willingness to please. My buyer was well-known, but not very well-liked. He had plenty of money, so he preferred to trade in favors, and I was his favorite party favor to pass around. I excelled at entertaining large numbers of people and for extended amounts of time. What's that? Why am I here if I was sold? Well, that's kind of a long story, but I guess we do have some time. And there's a valuable lesson in my experience.
I often wondered if Darla had retained a clear memory of the events that led to her return to my possession. The circumstances were unfortunate in a general sense, but I was pleased with the final outcome. In addition, it proved several of my theories regarding dolls and recovery from traumatic events. I feel quite justified in saying that most material, once it has been removed of the burden of its free will, is more content and adaptable.
He bid the most and paid the deposit in gold, so I went home with him that evening. It felt strange leaving the collector's side. I knew that I was going to miss him, but I could see that he was proud of his art, his work. I was going to have a new role, and even if I'd never see him again, I knew that I would be a perfect instrument of his design. It wasn't long after I arrived that I realized the quality of the buyer was not up to the collector's standards. He wouldn't allow us to go with just anyone. It seems that the facilitators didn't do a very good job this time. It was so crass. I performed my role for so many. Some of them were people of quality who understood how to properly appreciate artistry. So many of them were just livestock. I was wasted on them. All I needed was a home, or even just some soft flesh. Any person could do that. A highly specialized doll has so much more to offer. Everyone said that the buyer was lucky to have a doll like me, but he barely used me at all. I suppose he thought I was silly, a mere source of entertainment and nothing more. One day, I overheard the buyer arguing on his phone. He was talking about the auction and dolls over a cell phone. He said that he wasn't going to pay, nor was he going to return me. He said that the collector owed him, but I knew better. The collector always pays his debts. Over the next few days, there were other conversations and even some polite but threatening visitors to the house. Each time he refused their demands, he celebrated as though he'd won. Eventually, the calls and visits stopped. There was a night that felt different, though. The buyer was having some close friends over. He told me I had to be on my best behavior to just make sure they leave happy, no matter what. I know, it's completely ridiculous to tell a doll that she has to be perfect. The collector's dolls are always obedient, compliant, and ready for anything. I was art, lovingly and intentionally created, and this animal was treating me like I was just a normal girl. His friends were coarse and ignorant, but I was ready for them. I performed perfectly under pressure, as I was taught to. Those months were worse than animals. And just because they filled me and used me doesn't mean they could bring me down to their level. I didn't enjoy it, of course. Not that a doll's pleasure should be taken into account, but it pleases me when someone with taste is in control, someone who can understand the collector's vision. I was distracted, performing my task efficiently while projecting enjoyment and compliance, but I knew something was not quite right. I didn't stop for the loud noises, or even screams. Soon though, all of the guests were running and behaving like pigs fleeing a slaughterhouse. A storm of gunfire swept into the room. I felt warm blood splash across my body and face, and I felt fear. Something dolls have trained out of them. I did not run, though. That might have damaged the collector's hard work. So I just did what I was programmed to do. I lay face down on the floor with my legs together and my hands behind my back. I imagined that I was just waiting to be packaged for shipping. I guess I was, in a way.
I remember showing up shortly after this when the repo men told me that the shop had been cleared away and it was safe to come in and reclaim what was owed. It didn't require me to come along, but I insisted. I did not want to discover my part had been damaged beyond repair through my own inaction. I had my repair kits, glues, and injections at the ready. Thankfully, they were not needed.
I was afraid. I didn't show it. I was a good doll. Just between us girls, I felt so much relief when I heard his voice. He wasn't speaking to me, of course, but when he said my attentive word, I stood up smoothly with grace. I limped just a little bit because one of the brutes had stepped on my ankle in their panic. But I stood up for him. That's how you show respect. To my irritation, my depth perception was incorrect, and I realized that I could only see out of one eye. I knew that this was unacceptable, but it was not my place to tell my creator what was to be done with me. Collector examined me and touched me and probed me and tutted over what had been done to me. He was upset, and I knew why. Finally, he told me to follow the nice men with guns up to the car. He assured me that I wasn't beyond repair. His words gave me hope.
And only one more item of business to attend to. My men would finish off any stranglers, or ensure that they were arrested for various violent crimes. I would not give the customer the satisfaction of being buried intact. And perhaps a bit embarrassed to say that I took trophies, bits and pieces here and there. As material, they would be of low quality, useless, but as reminders to myself and to others who would learn the story of what happens when you do not pay your debts, it would be priceless. Then, at last, I joined my dear doll on a journey home.
When we got back to the facility, the cool air was so welcome. The collector didn't even make me wait to receive his attentions. He removed my clothing and placed me on that lovely steel table right away. The cold metal might have felt jarring to standard material, but to me, it felt like coming home. He strapped me down with care, and I felt that usual needle prick at my throat as he sent me off to dreamland.
As a return item, Darla was no longer saleable, but she was not without value. Had I been born in a properly civilized time, there would have been galleries for such as her, but as there are not, I decided to retain her, not out of affection and nostalgia, mind you, but preservation and utility. She has proven to be a skilled assistant in both the surgical and molding processes. Frankly, her practical knowledge of anatomy is more than equal to many so-called doctors, and her understanding of the weakness of the human mind is encyclopedic. I could never have anticipated such developments.
Oh gosh, I'm silly, aren't I? Now, sissy, there is a moral to the story. I want you to know that it's going to be okay. You'll feel comfortable in this place before you know it. I'll help you get settled in. And the collector will help you transform into something more perfect than you could ever imagine. He may seem distant, but he cares about us in his own way. You see, us dolls are his pride and joy, his life's work, his art. You're such pretty raw material, too. You have really soft skin. Has anyone ever told you that? Especially right here on your belly. It feels so nice under my hand, goosebumps and all. And you like it too, don't you? Oh, you can shake your head all you want, but those shivers aren't just from the cold, are they? Don't worry, Sissy. I'll warm you right up.
As you can tell, my darling does most of the tedious part of this work for me. She quite unconsciously developed her own techniques to break down the psychological components of the raw material, for which I must give her some degree of credit. She rarely disappoints me, and this is why I've marked her as my trusted companion. She always dedicates herself fully to her task, whether assigned or extracurricular.
That's right, Sissy. I'm just helping you relax. It's no big deal. Sometimes when they're alone, girls touch each other or even kiss. You know, like when we were little, pretending that Barbies are making out. Oh, there aren't any boy dolls here, so who else are we supposed to play with? Don't worry, the collector doesn't mind.
While her smile may lack finesse, Darla is correct as usual. Even now I am in control, as much as if I were forcing their pretty little mouths together. This was playtime for more than just the dolls, you see. I always appreciate the chance to possibly watch while my toys interact like this. Almost as much as I enjoyed pulling the strings myself to watch them dance.
You are so beautiful when you cry. Oh, Sissy. Oh, maybe you won't be. Maybe you'll be a sad doll. Oh, you wouldn't think that they do well with virus. Oh, being all depressed and weepy, there's definitely a market for them among more discerning buyers. Oh, poor little doll. Oh, you're struggling to stay awake, aren't you? Oh, it's really turning me on. To be honest, compliance is the most attractive trait in a doll, you know? Oh, maybe. Oh, maybe you really want me to do this to you. Or maybe we gave you just a bit too much as a sleepy medicine this time. Oh. The important parts of you are still awake, though. I can tell from your eyes that you're still listening to me. And your muscles inside are still tensing, fluttering against my fingers. Oh, that's it. Oh, it's better that you're not struggling. Oh. Oh, you're so tight. I'm a little jealous, to be honest. Oh, you're definitely going to forego for a high price at auction. Higher than I did, at least. I had a fly in one of my eyes, but... Oh, the collector corrected that defect when it was returned to him. Oh. You. Oh, really perfect, Sissy. An estimator set a higher price for dolls that can prove and provide a virginal experience, you see? That's it. Like a little doll. Just enjoy while I touch you. up way too late gossiping. Oh, just like a real slumber party. Of course you're tired, sissy. I am too. Oh, I almost forgot. I can't sleep with my improved eye in. I have to be careful with the collector's property, you know. Wasn't it sweet of him to give me an upgrade after my old one was damaged? There are a few flecks in the color, but I think that just makes it more unique, you know? Plus, if I take very good care of it, I'll have a little gift from the collector forever. It's time for bed, sleepyhead. Don't worry. I'll be right here.